We've got it.
This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday, the 15th day of January 2012. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. And what I'm going to do today is something to shake the show up a bit, not because the show isn't exploding by leaps and bounds and breaking all previous records, but I still don't want to become stagnant here. I want to open the phones up at about 20 after or so today and take phone calls pretty much in the first hour and then get into more of the news in the second hour. And so without further ado, I'm going to give the phone number out right now. You guys got the phone system open and ready to roll? Fantastic. On any issue you want to mention, the Iran situation, European countries losing their debt credit rating, IBM announcing the cashless society, retina scanning to buy and sell, Bev Harris has got big news on potential election fraud going on, Ron Paul surging. That's just some of the news we've got coming up today. Also, I want to get into the fact that Stephen Colbert is talking about running for president to kind of make things a joke. He's putting out political ads, making fun of Romney. And really, it makes all this criminality a joke. But that's what they do, quote, as you know, comedy people. But a lot of times they can tell more truth as comics than the bought and paid for globalist ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, CNN can do. But still, it pretty much has the same goal in the final equation. A week or so ago, they had a report on the National Defense Authorization Act. And John, I meant to play it. We're going to play it today. John Stewart makes jokes about it. It's not a laughing matter. The end of the Bill of Rights, the end of the Constitution. This is earth-shattering type stuff that is happening. So we're going to get to that first. But the toll-free number to join us on air here on the Sunday transmission is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we don't screen your calls, but if you'd like to tell us some of the basics, maybe one line of what you're calling in about or one word that I disagree, then you go to the head of the line. The toll-free number again is 877-789-2539. Here on this live Sunday edition. Obviously, big developments. Every day there's huge developments in the economy, in Iran, in Syria. Russia saying they take it as a military threat to their national interest if Syria or Iran are struck. Within a day of Russia saying that, the United States canceled its drill in the Strait of Hormuz, menacing Iranian forces. So still the Ruskies and their big ICBM baseball bat have some effect because the Russians are not known to make threats without being ready to follow through with them. In fact, even during the Cuban Missile Crisis, they were not threatening to use nuclear weapons when the United States-backed Jordan forces with NATO attacked Russian-held Abkhazia and South Ossetia. The Russians did roll in medium-range mobile missile launchers. Their chairman of Joint Chiefs of Staff did come out, and he said, if you don't stop landing U.S. troops and NATO troops at these airports, we're going to fire nuclear weapons at you. Needless to say, Cheney blinked, bionic heart and all, and they loaded the troops back up on the aircraft. But they still engage in a probing exercise. I guess it's old wicked men. It's the only thing that gets their hearts beating. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome to all of you out there listening on the AM and FM dial via the internet at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. And those listening on Global Shortwave, as well as the weekday radio listeners that listen on XM, thank you so much for joining us. While others are watching football this Sunday afternoon, and while others are going to the topless bars or doing whatever people do, we are here live on the radio, and a lot of you are listening to us as well. Because we understand that the future of human civilization is in the balance right now and is being decided. And the tyrannies that we face as a society are not a joke. In every case in history, when governments remove checks and balances, remove the common right of the people, and assail the right of the family and property and the right of self-defense, giant wars, subjugation, enslavement always invariably follow. And we can see that we are on that road to perdition, that road to tyranny, that road to oppression, that road to bondage, serfdom, slavery. We are being usurped by highly competitive combines of mega corporations that control government and are anti-free market, what is known as crony monopoly capitalist, who use socialism and fascism and other forms of command and control to control populations. Now, here's what I'm going to do. Shaking the show up. We're going to start going to your phone calls in the next segment today, and then I'll do the main news in the first 30 minutes of the next hour, and then go back into your calls. Coming up in the second hour, U.S. warns Israel on strike. Officials lobby against attack on Iran as military leaders bolster defense. 15,000 U.S. troops additionally are added to the Kuwait forces. More than 2,000 U.S. troops now on the ground in Israel. Jericho, medium-range ICBMs, nuclear-tipped, are fueled on the Israeli tarmac and gantries. Iran says it has evidence the U.S. is behind scientists' killing, along with the other now admitted covert war inside Iran. Haaretz out of Israel reports Israel and U.S. postpone massive defense drill in fear of escalation with Iran. Now, Iran, until about 2 weeks ago, has denied their bases are getting blown up and all this is happening because it makes them look weak. Now their public knows they've got forces all over their country, including four al-Qaeda groups, blowing up dams, shooting police. Of course, al-Qaeda works for the banks that run the U.S. They've been given Libya. Anwar al-Awlaki, the former number three in al-Qaeda, they claim they've killed now. I predicted they would have a stage killing of him when it came out. He really worked for the CIA and the Pentagon, as Fox News reported. But Israel and U.S. postponed massive defense drill in fear of escalation with Iran. They were later next week to have ships steam right up, Israeli and U.S. ships, right up to the Iranian ships. And the Iranians had said, as you know, a week and a half ago, okay, go ahead and come back through with your fleet. This is your only warning. Don't do it. We are going to attack you. And the Iranians are well known. They do not make threats. They don't make threats. If they tell you they're going to do something, they pretty much do it. Same thing with the Russians. And again, I'm not on the side of the Russians or side of the Iranians. I'm giving you facts here. Not what I want to think or what I want to believe geopolitically or analyzing different countries as I do with my obsession with reality. But what will happen? The Russians do not make threats. They didn't during the Cuban Missile Crisis to use nuclear weapons. They did in 2008, on 888, when the Olympics kicked off, when Cheney decided, that was later declassified, through NATO to launch a sneak attack on South Ossetia and Abkhazia in Georgia, Russian-controlled areas. as U.S. forces began to land in mass to back up the Georgians, the head of the Russian Joint Chiefs of Staff, this was all over BBC, wasn't on U.S. TV, went out and gave a speech and said, we have rolled missile launchers in with medium-range nukes on the big trucks. We're preparing to fire them at the Georgian bases. You have 12 hours to pull out, and the U.S. pulled out. Now, you have to ask yourself, why is our government trying to start World War III with the Russians? Why are they trying to start the shutdown of the Strait of Hormuz with the Iranians when China says that is a military attack on them, that's their ally, and where they get 20% of their oil? The Russians say that's on their doorstep because Iran does border Russia. And you notice the United States announced this about, 15 hours or so ago, that they're going to stop and cancel this big naval engagement with the Iranians, basically. That now the Russians have come out and said, well, here's the headline from RT, which is Russian television, Russia Today. Should anything happen to Iran, this will be a direct threat to our national security. They said the same thing on Iran. The full quote and video of their foreign minister is there. And so he tells the U.S. yesterday, listen, if you attack them, it's an attack on us. It's an attack on our sovereignty. And suddenly the fleet's cruising right up to the Iranians and all the war talk stops because now China and Russia are signaling that they are going to take this as an attack on them. Now, could it be a bluff? Chinese don't bluff either, folks. It's kind of like the walk softly, carry a big stick. It's not China racing around the world, invading all these countries and bombing people and doing all this. China's taken over through economic development. And by the way, I don't like the communist Chinese leadership and all their fat generals sucking off the Chinese people. I don't like the corruption in Russia. I don't like who runs Iran. The point is America isn't run by America either. America is run by the Fortune 100 megabanks, the six big megabanks that finance the Fortune 100, who have gotten the United States and Europe to sign on to their $1,500 trillion. The Washington Post says $646 trillion, 600 plus trillion of that is, quote, our debt. Now, the American people in government only owe $15 trillion, 100 and something billion. What is it? $15.143 trillion. You can go look it up. That's the latest number as of Friday. $15 trillion, 143, $143 bill. And I'm told I'm in debt and I've got to have my taxes raised and everything cut with potholes everywhere because I'm in debt and I didn't pay enough taxes, I didn't work enough. Truth is, our country's incredibly wealthy, folks. But almost all the tax money now goes in banker bailouts that aren't really banker bailouts. The mega banks get the government to sign on to their 600 plus trillion just for the U.S. alone. Globally, it's 1.5 trillion and growing. And I know I say this every week because it's so important. It's the answer to the riddle. It's why all this is happening. And then they say, okay, we got to raise your taxes and cut everything and have the age of austerity and cut the military and cut everything because everything's got to go to the bankers. And then the bankers themselves, the big mega banks, blame the free market so they can use government to knock out all their competition when this is not free market that did all of this. Now, here's the Russian foreign minister. Iran is our close neighbor just south of the Caucasus. Should anything happen to Iran, should Iran get drawn into any political or military hardships, this will be a direct threat to our national security. And that's the, there's two quotes here. That's Dmitry Rogozin, Russian deputy prime minister and former envoy to NATO. And there's another quote in here by their foreign, their ambassador to the U.S. There's a whole bunch of these quotes. I mean, this is dangerous. And just like World War I or World War II, it's not even a big news item. People are talking about this cruise ship sinking in the Mediterranean off the coast of Italy and five dead. They're talking about, you know, the Washington Redskins, the San Francisco 49ers. And then meanwhile, folks, if there's a war with Iran, bare minimum, you're paying $7 a gallon for gas in a couple weeks. All right, your phone call's coming up, then the big news.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you can get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. I don't like it.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Look at your young men fighting.
In the final equation, it's really simple. The New World Order is a group of finance oligarchs that control the issuance of currency and credit through fractional reserve money-changing fraud. The derivatives are an example of that. Just absolutely worthless. But they have governments sign you on to pay taxes to back up the derivatives, so now they have value. And instead of going to jail, the big mega banks, all six of them that created this fraud, take over the world and abolish national sovereignty and sell everyone on the fact that your taxes have to go up and your liberties have to go away in the new age of austerity, so that they, the technocratic bankers who engineered all this, can run your life. And because the general public has been raised in front of a television set, believing who wins the football game is all that matters, it's not even a language that people speak, and so they're like dodo birds. I like to use this analogy of sailors arriving on the island, and the dodo birds have never had natural predators, so they just sat there and let the sailors club them in the head and eat them. That's kind of like people in America or folks that are under Western mind control. We just have no idea what tyranny looks like because we've never lived under it. And I'm going to go to your calls, but I was at a barbecue joint last night that I like, Pokey Joe's in South Austin with my wife and children. And they had the little back room closed off for a group of people, but there was a curtain right there. I could see what was going on because it was only partially closed, howling and screaming for an hour over a football game, an NFL football game. And, of course, I don't pay attention. I'm not cool, but I could see through the crack in the facade there that the 49ers were one of the teams. And then later they opened up the curtains and men were strutting around, pumped up, and there was screaming and yelling and children rolling on the floor and howling. And when someone made a touchdown, these men were coming in and out, and their children and wives were, and the wives all had incredibly serious looks on their faces, and they were praying and for field goals to make it, and you would think that their family was in a gladiatorial fight for their lives with battle axes or something. And I'll guarantee you, if I walked up to those folks and said, "Hey, did you know that most major vaccines have cancer viruses added to them? Here's some documents." Or, "Would you like to know that all over the U.S. in the last 8 months, radiation levels have gone off the charts? Here's a new report about it today, but the government's not saying take precautions." They'd look at me like I had 100 heads. Or if I said, "Hey, did you know the government has just passed a law to allow the secret arrest of U.S. citizens or even the killing of U.S. citizens, and no one even knows you're arrested or killed. The essence of tyranny, the total overthrow of our Declaration of Independence and Constitution." Guarantee they would have looked at me like I was a man from Mars. But if I'd have walked in there, because they were cheering for the 49ers, and said, "How about them 49ers?" That would have been an embrace of family, of tribalism, of love. All completely shallow, all completely fake, all completely just a veneer, cheap, means nothing, globalist propaganda, pumped in, fake tribalism, people don't have a Bill of Rights, a constitution, a free market, a family. None of that is what you'll fight for. No, because all day you can wear your favorite team's jersey and strut around and bug your eyes out and primitively jump up and down like a gorilla for your team. It's pure mind control. And these people are not even living in the real world. But coming up later, I'm going to get into the draconian legislation, the internet censorship, what we face, and the reason we have hardship, and the reason that our prosperity is leaving the building. Elvis has left the building. Freedom and prosperity are leaving the building. Because, see, when freedom leaves, you never have prosperity. Freedom, economic, social, religious, all of it. It's the bellwether. It's the hallmark. It's the indicator. And it's leaving the building. It's kind of like at the dog pound, dogs that people don't want. At the dog pound, they don't strap them down and give them shots to kill them like your little puppy whenever you come into the vet. That's too expensive to give them a $5 shot. They just fill a big chamber, cram them full of animals, and then flip a lever and the oxygen is sucked out and they suffocate them. It's essentially free. It's a pressure chamber. They just suck the oxygen out. But, you know, when you go to kill your dog, because it's in pain or whatever, I understand, when you go to euthanize it, you want to hold it and everything, and they give it the shot and everything, and there's that moment. They don't throw Sparky in the chamber and where you can see it screaming and yelping and begging. Some of them use carbon monoxide, too. I mean, you don't want to see it begging and gnashing and all of that. No, it's America is kind of being given a lethal injection, too. And then there's a whole ceremony to it. But my point, the analogy of the euthanasia is that our country is just slowly having its liberties, its freedoms sucked out like oxygen. And so we're now blue in the face, and you'll find in Rome and Nazi Germany and so many other corrupt, declining systems run by thugs that as things get worse, people will cling to sports even more. They won't riot over losing their liberties or the cops shooting an unarmed kid in the back. No, they'll riot when their team loses or wins. Because, see, men don't go out and engage in combat against some tribe trying to enslave them. No, they go into a parking lot and beat some baseball fan's brains out. See, that's our value now. And it's scientific. And Edward Bernays, 80 years ago, wrote books about how they would sell sports, not just to children, but adults, and let men spend their tribal and manly energies on a facsimile. I've used the analogy of it's the difference between actually having a wife and a woman you love and then actually you procreate with and create new beings with. And the system says, no, you don't need an actual wife. Here's a blow-up doll. That's what sports is for men. Here's a blow-up doll. Do you want one with black hair or blonde hair? And that's it. And then I go to these men and I say, you know, I have a book here, a scientific, to manipulate you and make you only be concerned about petty things and paint yourself up in fake tribal colors. You know, why are you hyperventilating over your team right now? I mean, even if you have a big bet on it, why is this all that's valuable to you? You know, manhood is teaching your children about liberties and freedoms and history and how to plant a garden, how to clean a gun, how to fix an engine. Why do you just all day strut around and they'll look at you and say, listen, I don't want the real Marilyn Monroe to be. I don't want to be a real man. I don't want to live in a real republic with real responsibilities. Give me the blow up doll. And so, listen, this radio show is not for men that want blow up dolls or women for that matter. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Time. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. I'm here on the radio. And that's not enough. I come back for 2 hours every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central as well. That's 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls in this hour, and I'm going to them right now. And then coming up, controversial online privacy bill shelved until census is found. A consensus is found. This is a playing possum operation trying to pass the SOPA bill and the IP bill to censor the internet. I know their tricks. Going to be breaking that down. Also, we'll get into S&P cuts ratings in 9 Eurozone nations. They cut it down to U.S. level. Fed to weigh further easing amid doubt about recovery. That's going to be the QE3. We thought that would happen by December. And then I talked to my sources. They said, well, now it's going to happen by February. And here's CNBC. That means hyperinflation. We've got a bunch of news on the cashless society. And that means they can take fines and fees out without even asking you. Kind of like Bank of America wanting $5 every time you use your bank card. That's all coming up. Also, some dirty tricks against Ron Paul. But I'm going to cover that next hour. That's when all the big news, and we'll continue with your calls then. Right now, let's hurry through your calls. Have your question and comment ready. Let's move the next person because I've got, I got about 100 people here online from Aaron to Jenna and everybody in between. Aaron in Illinois, you're on the air. Welcome.
Thank you, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir. Thank you for calling on a Sunday.
Hey, this is great. I'm glad to finally be on your show. I've been a prison plant member for about 2 years now. You woke me up about 2 years ago when I was driving through Texas. And I love you, man. You're doing a great job. I want to thank you and all your crew and just say that, you know, everybody needs to get behind Ron Paul. I agree with, the new, the latest article there on InfoWars about from Paul Craig Roberts. You know, this is our last chance. You know, everybody needs to get behind him. I support him.
By the way, I intend to read that article coming up. In the next hour, that's the first article I'm going to cover. America's Last Chance, Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Department of the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, former Wall Street Journal editor, breaking that down. And then I also have this other article, since you mentioned Ron Paul, coming up. You remember with Rand, how they had the Democratic challenger, a guy he was running against, his employees would dress up as hayseeds and then go out and say racist stuff and hold up racist signs? Well, they've caught him again with Ron Paul dressing people up as Ku Klux Klan members, and it turns out that's Republican Party doing that. So there's going to be some dirty tricks, my friend.
Yeah, that's a shame. So I wanted to thank you.
Well, they're not going to turn loose of power easily, brother, Aaron. But, I mean, listen, yeah. You got the floor. You said you've been waiting years to get on. Go ahead.
Well, like I said, you talked about dodo birds. They're before, I used to be one of those dodo birds. I used to be back there. Right now, I'd be watching, NFL football, two or three years ago. But now it's not like that anymore. I've woken up, and you said it many times, reality is a lot more exciting than what you see on TV.
It certainly is. God bless you.
They give you.
God bless you, Aaron. And again, folks, I played football in high school. I ran track, I swam, won blue ribbons almost every time in Dallas, okay? Yeah, Mr. Blue Ribbon, got 50 of them or more. Sports themselves are great. That's wonderful, wholesome, healthy if you're in the game. Or if your family member is on the field, that's completely different. I had nothing against high school football, any of that. But when I watch grown adults only care in a sycophantic way about NFL, about NBA, about PGA, about all of this, and it's everything to them, and then you notice as a byproduct they don't care about any serious issues, I mean, it's life and death to them. They're living vicariously through it, and I want to see you live. I want to see you be a champion at business, a champion parent. I want to be that as well. I mean, it's hard to raise good children. It's hard to make it in this economy. And I'm telling you, it is a societal bellwether. It is known that as society declines, people get more obsessed with sports. And the system knows that. It's called bread and circus. They gave the Romans free bread, welfare, and free games. Bread and circus, folks. All right, I'm going to shut up here. Good points, Aaron. Adam in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say some stuff about vaccines. First off, the word inoculate comes from Latin inoculare, which refers to the practice of grafting plant species together to make a third hybrid species. Given that a lot of vaccines are incubated in monkey kidneys, I wonder what's really going on there.
Well, here's the deal. Vaccines are at least 500 years old. There is some truth to it. The problem is the companies are given liability protection and have a history of absolute carnage from HIV in the products on record, Bayer Pharmaceutical with the Factor VIII blood drug/vaccine to I mean, every day or two, I see articles about this company fined for 15 babies dying and vaccine experiments. You cannot trust these companies. That, you know, that's my issue on the vaccines.
Well, I think that when you look at what a virus really is, it's identified by its molecular size and weight, not its behavior. And you might as well add metal shavings to your car engine to protect it from metal shavings.
Well, I agree with you. You know, if you really study viral technology, what they call these fourth-generation vaccines aren't even vaccines. They are nanotech. They are fully manufactured viruses that are nothing more than a self-replicating data program that reads and runs in a cell. And they're 100% manufactured. And they've got all sorts of piggyback stuff built into them. And then you find out the big vaccine companies were all set up by robber baron eugenicists 100 years ago, and it's all about population reduction. They've had vaccines out for a decade that they haven't gotten approval of, but we've documented they're piggybacking them into other vaccines that actually change brain chemistry. You know, to where you can't be aggressive or you can't be depressed. You've heard of the vaccines that, quote, cure drug addiction. Yeah, by attacking endorphin receptor sites. You know, I ran 10 miles today. I'm up to 10 miles now. I mean, I've lost 34 pounds in 6 weeks doing that. And you know what? I had a huge endorphin rush when I crossed over the 8 mile mark and went over and leaned over the leaned over the side of the road and threw up and went ahead and ran the extra 2 miles. Okay, I don't need a vaccine that'll go and attack my receptors. I want my natural dope, and I'm going to get it. I don't need the government's cocaine and heroin being shipped in. But those aren't even vaccines. Those are fantastic, little microbes that go in and hit the targets. I appreciate your call. Great points. Kevin, Sean, Mario, Tommy, Zach, James, Robert, Susan, Jenna. We'll get to all of you. Let's skip to the end and go to some ladies. Let's go to Jenna in California. Jenna, you're on the air. Hey, Jenna. Come on down.
Alex.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can. Just turn your radio down.
Okay, let me turn it down. My name is Gina.
Gina. Okay, go ahead, Gina.
Hi, Alex. Oh, my God. So, you know what? I appreciate your humbleness. I understand that a lot of us praise you and we say we love you, and we do. I do. We love you out here, but we praise you because we're so thirsty for something real. You know, I've never really been a dodo bird. I can say I've been, like, maybe ignorant to something because I did not know, but I was just woken up maybe a year ago by an older gentleman friend of mine, and he just said, you know, let me show you something. He says, can you get to YouTube? And I said, yeah. So I sat down, and I got this iPhone that with the connection, I can plug it into my TV and see everything on TV. And so he told me to go to YouTube and look up Loose Change. And ever since I looked that up, I had another niece with me. She's about 25. With me and her, not only did we wake up, we sprang up.
Tell you what, I want to hear more. Don't hang up, Gina. I get that right the third time?
Yep.
And then we'll go to Susan, Robert, James, Zach, Tommy, Mario, and others straight ahead. I want to hear more about your awakening, because there's folks out there listening right now who are awakening for the first time themselves.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're going back to Gina. We're taking your phone calls, massive news, and so much more in the second hour coming up. Gina in California. So you started to wake up watching videos online. Please continue.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Anyway, when we saw Loose Change, we sat there and we watched it from beginning to end. You know, I didn't understand all of the section codes. I didn't understand a lot of the, I didn't even know half of the people, that the narrator was speaking on. But, you know, I got this iPhone. I take notes. You know, I got it where it's called, it's jailbroken. So I can slide it down and do and take notes really quick. So I take notes on names. I know all about the big new Brzezinski. Look, I'm an African-American woman out here in the inland area of California near the mountains. And, you know, I'm so woke that I didn't understand you before when you used to say, I'm getting chills. But you know what? I get those. When you get them, I get those. Sometimes when you're going and you're ranting and you're raving and I'm driving down the street because I'm so addicted, I never listen to radio. I don't even watch TV anymore. I don't even have cable. I sometimes will go to friends' houses to watch some of the reality shows like Housewives or something like that because it's entertaining. But as far as the news, I only watch it just to compare what they're leaving out. I only watch it to compare what I know is true to see what they're going to lie about or not even
talk
about.
Well, that's the same thing I do. And God bless you. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Is I analyze the corporate media just to see what they're up to, but they're really blowing whatever credibility they had left with this, excluding Ron Paul from debates or giving him 89 seconds or saying he can't win even though he's in second place all over the country and talking down to people and all these dirty tricks. Or when he does get in second place in a poll, CBS and CNN and Fox all leave him out. I mean, that shows the system's scared of him. And even if you don't like Ron Paul's politics, it shows you the system tries to make you think the way they want to think. And who do they work for? A bunch of mega corporations bigger than most governments who could care less about our liberties and freedoms. And who are trying to set up a global corporate government called a New World Order. And you bet I get chills all the time when I realize this stuff. It's mind-blowing. Let's go to Susan in California as well. Susan, welcome.
Thank you, Alex. Let me tell you, it is an honor, sir, to actually get on your show. I just wanted to have a little quick story for you. I wanted to say thank you for shedding light on the Bohemian Grove. I've been a listener every day for about a year and a half. The Bohemian Grove is what set the spark, and I went and found the information and started building and building, and I can't thank you enough for that. And I share that with a lot of other, friends and stuff. My comment is about the dumbing down of America. And right now, I have a foreign exchange student in our house, and I'm just amazed because when she came here, she was so she's so excited to share her culture. And in the school that she's at now, the kids, she would tell me, didn't even know where Europe was. They couldn't even point out Europe, let alone her country.
Well, I meant to cover it, and I didn't. And the guys will never remember how to find it because I don't remember the headline. There was an article like last Monday you guys gave me about, I think it was something like 40 facts about American school children, about American students' knowledge that'll blow your mind or something like that. And it was like 70-something percent can't find Europe. These numbers were just off the charts. And that's the thing. I talk to adults, and they know how to do one job and go home and watch TV, and that's it. They don't know what continents are. They don't know what different species are. They don't even have basic information. And you can really see what they've done through this mind control and cultural dumbing down to us. 50 years ago, we had the highest test scores, the most inventors. Just on every front, the New World Order has ruined us.
Absolutely. And she couldn't believe that the kids were more concerned about how she did her nails as opposed to her country. I mean, it was just a punch in the gut. Here as an American.
Well, here's what
citizen.
They've done. They've gotten us to give up our birthright, all politics stuff, who cares about that, all history, that's boring. And no, let's talk about what type of bra you wear, what type of lipstick. That's what's important. They've given us petty mindlessness and made people artificially very, very shallow. But remember, that the globalists have done that so the general public isn't involved in the real world so the criminals can run things. But the criminals are a tiny minority, Susan. Those of us that are awake are a minority, but we dwarf them probably 1,000 to 1. I mean, Kissinger's top guy at Kissinger Associates wrote Superclass 5 years ago. I had him on. He says there's 6,000 super gophers that run the whole planet, less than 20 families. Same analysis I had, reverse engineering their system, their oligarchy or plutocracy, depending on how you want to look at it. There's way more us than 6,000 of them. I mean, there's probably 20% of the country is pretty much awake. Even Gallup reports that. So we've got tens of millions. They got 6,000. So the New World Order, just because they've turned the general public into drooling zombies, doesn't mean they've won the game. You understand that?
Yes. No, I totally understand that. And The other thing, too, that I can't believe is that she's going to Washington, D.C. soon. She won a contest out of all the different exchange students. And I told her, if they ask you who your host family is going to vote for, you tell them Ron Paul all the way. You know, like I said, I was an Obama zombie, and I just feel so disenfranchised and sick that I'm going to fight even harder for Ron Paul in his campaign.
Well, that's the way to go, and don't feel bad. Bush was so horrible and so wicked and so gross that we hoped Obama, we didn't support him, of course, but early on, Obama says he'll do this and that, and then before he even got elected, I said, look at his advisors, same people that Mitt Romney's got. I mean, Mitt Romney is a carbon copy of Obama. He has an R before his name instead of a D. That is the only difference, and it's so sad. And so I don't want to hear any conservatives or libertarians or constitutionalists make fun of Obama supporters. Mitt Romney, and I'm talking about his votes as a governor and what his company, Bain Capital, lobbied for. Abortion, open borders, carbon taxes, wrote Obamacare. Do I need to keep going here? Oh, bring her back up. I can hear her. Go ahead, ma'am.
I get really scared about, like I said, this election. And this one really makes me nervous because of the state we're in. We can't, our back is up against the wall. We can't afford, you know, four more years of this. And I'm really worried about this election.
How about a 20%+ carbon tax that kicks in this year when everybody's already leaving California? I appreciate your call. I mean, and people are like, why would the government raise taxes when they know that stalls economies? Because the big mega insiders want to shut down everybody else. And why did Napoleon burn whole countries? Because he was taking over. Why did Hitler do that? It's called Scorched Earth, ladies and gentlemen. Let's jam in one more before we go to the second hour. I'll continue with calls till these are off the board. Then I'm going to get to all the news. But I'm taking calls right now. Kevin in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
First-time caller, long-time listener. Thanks for everything. I was listening to the New York CBS AM affiliate last week, and they were talking about on their business report how if the Wall Street executives don't get their big bonuses, that's going to have a detrimental effect on the local economy here in the tri-state area, which is something you hear about every year for the last quarter century. And I live alone, and I go into this Alex Jones-style rant where I just, you know, say it's because they're getting the bonuses, because they're selling this toxic derivative garbage that it's a big detriment to our economy to begin with, not, you know, this byproduct, oh, if they don't get their bonuses.
Well, let me crystallize it, and then we'll hold you over if we need you to have you finish, but for listeners that just tuned in, they simplify it. Oh, you're a commie for Occupy Wall Street. I'm not saying they're all commies, but that's what the media says. Either you're that or you're, you know, Rush Limbaugh Republican and corporations can do no wrong. The truth is there's a third rail. It's mega insiders that get government bailouts to then pay bonuses. That's what the real Occupy Wall Street people are concerned about, but the media always says they don't know what they want. That's not really true. They're not talking to the people I have that actually understand it. So I'm all for somebody getting a bonus off a company that did well and a stock that did well. But most of those big firms are getting bonuses from bailouts and from selling people Timberwolf stock they knew was complete garbage. Fraud. That's not free market. That's going to destroy our free market. And the socialists are going to scapegoat the free market for what the crony capitalists have done and get rid of the entire free market system that's made this country so great. And so that's why when I hear fake neocons all over talk radio, bought and paid for by Bain Capital that owns them and all the rest of them, you know, that's the folks with Mitt Romney, telling you that, oh no, anybody that's mad about bailouts is bad. Bailouts, that's corporate welfare of my tax money, of big mega banks that are against my country. Caller, I'm going to come back to you right after this break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The global social engineer, crime syndicate, zombie controllers always use the crises they create or help expand as a pretext for more power for themselves with simplistic solutions for the public. But yeah, you read about the average secretary on Wall Street getting about $1 million a year or more. I think I saw $1.1 million was the number last year. and you read about the stockbrokers and people, some of them getting billions a year, brokerage firm owners. And I went and looked at it. Most of that is stolen. It's derivatives. It's crud. It's bubble. It's bailout money. I mean, we've all seen the numbers. And then you never hear it on talk radio. No, it's all about some welfare mom who's got five kids and is on welfare. And I agree, giving them the welfare helped create that. So why did the system do that? To create a dependent group to vote and leverage out people that don't. But again, the Democrats are bought and paid for by the system. The Republican leadership is bought and paid for. And it's a nightmare. But you've got the floor there, Kevin. We went to break. Go ahead.
Yeah, and, you know, just on top of that, I'm going through my own Orwellian nightmare up in Connecticut, where I have an ex-girlfriend who took my car without knowledge or permission, destroys it. She was drunk. The state trooper is a complete incompetent moron. He doesn't give her a field sobriety test or a breathalyzer. They let her go, so I got the state trooper, the prosecutor, and the judge all tell me that I'm not a victim in this case. I'm out of car, plus a whole bunch of expenses. So everything that you see in the top end of the world all trickles down to local stuff here. And, you know, how do you get justice in this case, you know?
By the way, I want to tell Chris and the other producers in there to make sure I cover this before the end of the show. I have a whole stack here about what the stupid ignorantness of this society is causing. Because, you know, we had corrupt elites 30 years ago, but they wouldn't let the military use depleted uranium. We had a corrupt elite 25 years ago with Chernobyl, but they told people to take precautions. And I've got a whole stack here just where they don't care now. The system just doesn't care. And I have an article where thousands of people, the LA Times reports, are arrested for sex crimes, robberies, you name it, and their name isn't even similar. And they show the cops, and the cops say, "This is the address. I'm taking you to jail." And sometimes you spend months in there, and it doesn't matter. I mean, things are breaking down because everybody passes the buck because they're too busy on their iPhone, you know, talking to their buddies. And a lot of it is the complexity of the world. We spend so much time doing little knick-knack stuff that we don't spend any time in reality. I appreciate that information. Thank you, Kevin. Sean in Pennsylvania, you got a minute and a half, and we're going to break. Thank you for calling. Sean, you're on the air. Welcome, sir. Good to talk to you today.
Well, hi, Alex.
Go ahead, brother.
Hi. I just wanted to bring up a couple quick points here. Today at 6, Senator Tom Davis is bringing a big endorsement for Ron Paul.
Oh, good.
And I want to talk about some newspaper propaganda. Lately, I've been looking at a lot of newspapers around the country, and they either discount Ron Paul altogether, or they just, you know, whatever they say about him is just completely wrong. And, well, the older folks of the country, they're the ones that, you know, mostly listen, you know, read the newspapers and all, and they're just getting bad information about him. Also, I live here in Pittsburgh, and Ron Paul was born here, but that's never mentioned at all in the local media. If they
if they're forced to talk about him, it's always negative.
Yeah, sure. And one last point I wanted to make. Fox News is reporting in South Carolina is having a closed primary. And, you know, that's just not true either. And it's up on YouTube now. Three pundits talking about, you know, it's a closed primary and whatever. And that's also not true.
Well, and they're running dirty tricks against Ron Paul. A great run down there. Thank you so much, my friend, there in the PA. All right, Mario, Tommy, Zach, James, Robert, Susan, your call straight ahead. Then I'm getting into all that world news I talked about, including indefinite detention. There's been some new developments on that front.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption, crashing through the lies and disinformation. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. We're here every Sunday, 4 to 6. Back weekdays, 11 to 2 Central. Websites are prisonplanet.com and infowars.com. We're fighting the establishment of a prison planet via the InfoWar. Now, look, here's the deal. I've already taken 7 or 8 calls. We've got a computerized phone system, and I can just open it up for a minute or two and get dozens of calls. All the great listeners out there. But you notice when I opened the phones up for 2 minutes last hour, and we got more than 20 calls in, none of them disagree with me so far. So I'm going to take calls quickly right now and finish up with who was on this board. Then I'm going to open the phones up, like I'm going to do it right now, only for people that disagree with me. Because that's always informative, entertaining, thought-provoking. Certainly gets my pulse up. Because I know I'm right. I've done the research, and I always find it comical. I'm sorry. I just want to hear from those of you that think I'm making stuff up or that I'm wrong. It's always fun. And if you got the huevos or cojones or whatever you call them, boiled eggs to call into the show, I'll be friendly to you. I'd like to hear from you. Only people that disagree after I take these calls and then cover news. And I'll go back to those of you that disagree. I got a lot of news I want to get to, as promised. Let me give you the number. It's 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Folks that disagree, I understand, have had a little too much fluoride and vaccines, so I have to say it slow. For those of you that disagree, 877 on the phone. You go, do-do-do-do. Okay, let me say, 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And that's where you talk to the bad man who doesn't think the government's nicey-nice. I don't believe in the Easter Bunny or Spider-Man or Keebler Elves or Chupacabras or Bat Guano or Santa Claus. What you call Al-Qaeda. But you can call in. I'm the bad man. I'd like to hear from you. There's the challenge. You disagree, call in. Well, I'll just have whole weeks where it's nothing but my enemies. It'll be like, I heard you work for the aliens. Okay, I'm out of control. It is true. It is true. Mario in Minnesota, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hey, thank you, Alex, for having me on the show.
Welcome.
I'm a local pawnbroker in town, and right before Christmas, I always listen to your show at work, and I had a customer come in to pawn one of his rifles, and he happened to be an Iraq vet and one who was also in the Guards right now, and I asked him about the NDAA bill, and he wanted to tell me that they say that there's going to be under domestic operations within the United States within the next 2 years. That's what they're planning for at the base. And they said they were going to be doing the same types of things that they did in Iraq.
Yeah, well, that guy thinks he's got some secret info. That's actually Army Times and Stars and Stripes. And, yeah, no, they're training to lock down cities, door-to-door gun confiscation. They're going to stop you at checkpoints, retina scan you. That they've already got, as I told you a decade ago, but now it's here, TSA checkpoints all over the country. You pull up, and the feds are commanding local police, and in some cases, hand goes down the pants. I mean, it's an act of total submission. In fact, the symbol of America shouldn't be red, white, and blue, but it's a 5-year-old being groped by a pot-bellied pedophile at a checkpoint. I mean, that should be the American flag, is a pedophile groping a child. For their safety, of course, because Al-Qaeda might get you. Of course, the government runs Al-Qaeda and gave them control of Libya, but you're not supposed to talk about that. But what else did he say? Was he pretty excited about that? Pretty excited about being sent out to get the guns, which is basically a, well, it's like playing in traffic on an interstate highway?
Absolutely not, Alex. He's actually an Alex listener, and he totally disagrees, and so do a lot of...
So he doesn't want to stick his hand in a lion's mouth. He doesn't want to stick his hand in a blender or jump off a cliff or jump into a propeller. He actually has a brain.
Absolutely. He does have a brain. And, you know, I have several friends and cousins who have been in Iraq, and they're all waking up, too. They're all big Ron Paul supporters.
Well, Ron Paul does get, last time I checked, 74% of all military donations for both parties for presidential candidates. But then the media, the so-called media, because they're arrogant and have big teleprompters and fancy sets, they say that the military hates Ron Paul. Of course, he just got 70%+ of all their money, and the military is waking up. That's why the secret Homeland Security documents that we released now 3.5 years ago that made national news, the government admitted are theirs, say they're not even talking about Al-Qaeda, They're talking about veterans as the number one enemy, and the next is conservatives and libertarians. So all of you out there better understand, the mega corporations want communism in America and a red terror to break your will, and then the new government they put in will suck the money offshore to them. So you better understand the mega banks are the commies, and you better understand they're the enemies or there's no future. Well, that's exciting news that your family and folks coming in are awake. That's what I'm seeing, and that's why the globalists are a paper tiger. All we got to do is call their bluff, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much.
Oh, God bless you. No, God bless you, Mario. Because I'm going to tell you, I was in that barbecue joint last night with my family to get some of that good German barbecue, and I'm sitting there, and I'm eating barbecue, and I'm listening to people howl and scream and bug their eyes up, and full-grown men stand up with their fists clenched, bulging their eyes out with veins in their neck over touchdowns. And I wanted to go to them, and I wanted to say, all that male energy is to defend your family and your country. But I knew better. So, see, I get fired up here like I'm in a football game, but I apologize. It's not over something that doesn't matter. It's over something that totally matters. And that's why I'm in competition against sports for people's energy and their awakening. We need all those energies you feel in sports that the social engineers are programming. That's really for private property and family rights. It was those energies getting excited about freedom that created the Republic. Let's jam in one more. I got time. Tommy in Kentucky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Welcome.
Stick with the sports analogies. I feel like the momentum is definitely shifting. I mean, I think that's apparent with Ron Paul and what the media is trying to do with him. I mean, they're doing everything they can to hold him back.
And I'll use another game changer and hold you over if need be. I don't want to shortchange you, but a timeout here. Exactly. And Ron Paul is a new philosophy of football, as they've had many that replace the old school, that is going to be the winning philosophy in the future. And so it doesn't matter if he doesn't win this Super Bowl. He's developing a program and a system that is going to prove to be a winner in the future, which is actually taking us back to the old Republic form. And that's why playing and resisting is winning. Go ahead.
It's clear in the debates that he, you know, he has logic and truth behind what he's saying. And, you know, you just can't compete with that. And once you see the truth, you can't turn back and away from it.
That's right. Lies cannot compete with the truth. So how do lies win then? If lies can't compete with the truth, how do they win, Tommy?
They don't win.
I mean, they don't win if you get on the field with truth. The only time lies wins is when the truth doesn't show up or doesn't stand up. You see that beauty? That's why resistance is victory. You got the truth. You stand up. You can't lose. You understand?
Absolutely. I have a couple suggestions for you.
Go ahead, my brother.
I was frustrated and, like, I don't know, I guess angry at what they were doing with Ron Paul at first, but then it hit me, you know. I mean, they're giving us the tools to take them down, and there can be a heck of a documentary made with what they're doing to Ron Paul. I mean, it's just all out there in the open. You know, all you got to do is pull together the clips, and, you know, we got them. I mean, you can totally take them down. I mean, they're ready to go. And also, I'd like to suggest a guest for you, Richard Grove. He's buddies with Corbett Report and Jan Ervin. And I think, you know, studying the trivium and quadrivium, I think that's a good foundation for people whenever they're arguing with other people.
I think Richard Grove has been on. You're talking about basic Greek logic?
Yeah, all that stuff. I mean, it's simple, but it's super-duper effective in arguing with folks.
Yeah, because in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. Great points, my friend. Okay, I got to stop with calls for now. I got to hit some news. But I got callers that are general callers, and I have three little disagreeers. Escape from the prison planet.
Get up! Eject!
Escape from the prison planet!
Get up!
Monday through Friday, we're here 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We have a free iPhone app and other apps as well at Infowars.com, the listen button. You can find out more there, or you can listen to the free podcast, the audio streams there, or on your local AM or FM affiliate. And we're getting about 3 new affiliates a week in the last year. Now, some get sold or changed, but we're well over 100 affiliates now. Very, very exciting. Okay, here's the deal. I got a bunch of regular callers that I don't know what they're calling about because we don't screen your calls. But I did say if you disagree, you're welcome to call in. We got 3 of them, one from New Zealand, one from closer to home, Texas, and one from New York. New York City! Just joking. I love folks from New York, but that is a funny pace picante sauce ad. And so we'll go to your calls, then I'll get into the news, into the next segment news, then back into the regular callers. But I will say this. Almost every time I take calls that disagree, they never bring up real issues. Or they bring up personal issues or side issues. I mean, I wish it was about the fact that we're losing our liberties and going into tyranny, and that's not a good idea. I mean, who can deny that now? With the government saying, yeah, we'll arrest citizens secretly and kill you if we want. I mean, that's the essence of a corrupt government. But they obviously disagree. Let's go to Kiwi Land, beautiful Emerald Isle of New Zealand, to talk to Chris. Chris, what time is it in New Zealand?
It's 12:21 a.m. So p.m. Yeah, p.m. Sorry.
It's noon, but you've had so much liquor that you're not sure. Okay, you're calling us from New Zealand, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, why will this affect New Zealand in a way? Because it's all about USA, for instance. Why is it not about any other country like, let's say here, Australia or New Zealand or Japan or anything? It's all about America and how it's a big country. Are you sure it's all about America? Are you sure it's not about these other countries as well?
Like sir, I'm going to be honest with you, and I want to hear your point. In fact, before I say this, I want to hear your point. Are you saying that I'm not blaming America enough, and I'm not pointing out that it's mainly the U.S. that is the main military muscle? I mean, specifically, what do you disagree with?
I disagree that that you're blaming America for everything. Hey, America could have something right for a change, you know? Why don't you just put a blame as well as not just Americans? Why not any other countries as
well?
Wait,
so it's the opposite. You're saying I'm blaming America and I shouldn't.
Don't blame America too much. Gee, you're like saying America this, America this, that, and why America...
Stop. I can't understand you. I don't know if it's whether you had too much Jameson's or whatever it is, but are you saying I blame America too much or I'm not blaming America enough?
You're blaming America too much.
Okay. It's the opposite, sir. Our country globally is getting the blame for this New World Order corporate empire when we're fitting the bill for the derivatives and the military and all of it, and then getting the blame and getting none of the goodies, none of the booty out of this. I'm explaining it's a global corporate government. I want my republic back. I support George Washington, who said don't have foreign entanglements. I support Ron Paul, who wants to get us out of all these wars. Now, to you, is that blaming America if I don't want to be in all these wars?
Yes or no, because it's all about America, you know? You're talking all about America. Yes, I know you live in America. Is there any other country you can talk about as well? Like, for instance, let's say here, like Australia?
I want to ask you, so you're from New Zealand your whole life?
Yep, that's correct.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call, sir. Did you have a long evening last night?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, because you sound drunk as a skunk, pal.
No, I'm not drunk.
You had a few drinks, though.
No.
You did have a long evening, though.
Yes.
What do you like to drink normally, sir?
I like drinking Coke or lemonade.
I'm sure you do. I appreciate your call. Oh, boy, I appreciate it. Oh, man, please, God, help me, these people. I don't know how I'm supposed to get through to them. You know, I take the disagree calls some because, I mean, I've never heard one that is actually coherent unless they're bringing up real stuff I'm wrong about, which sometimes I get facts wrong or sometimes I'm being obnoxious and somebody points it out or they have a good recommendation. But usually it's just all a bunch of personal issues or they misunderstand what I'm saying. Let's go to Christine in Texas who disagrees. Let's hear this one. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. First, I have to tell you that my husband is a huge fan, and he's probably appalled at the moment. But I'm forced to listen to you every Sunday. And while I don't necessarily have a problem with that, I just wanted to let you know that I disagree with some of your tactics, which sometimes I think clouds the message that you're trying to get across.
Ma'am, I disagree with my tactics as well. I wish I was smarter and better and more suave. But I'm sorry, I'm just a hillbilly redneck who doesn't like tyranny, and I'm like a bull in the china shop. You ever heard the old British admiral who said, damn the maneuvers and go straight at them? You know what, that's all I can do. It's like, you know what, forget the maneuvers, I'm going straight at them.
I'm simply trying to say to you that for someone like me who is a baby in terms of what you're trying to put forth, talking about animals having their life sucked out of them might be a little over the top.
I hear you, but you realize there's a million dead Iraqis in the last 10 years, last 20 since sanctions and liberation. I mean, what about them? I mean, I always see whenever we put a video out of troops shooting some little kid for fun, and they always remove the video and call it profane, but then they'll show simulated murder on TV like it's okay. They just don't want the reality being seen. And I was pointing out that they kill dogs at the pound in a lot more brutal way than when you go put your dog down, which I love dogs and cats and have both and had to put many of them down. My point was is that a lot of brutal stuff goes on behind the scenes, and our country is being butchered. But I agree with you. I do say a lot of abrasive, shocking stuff, and I don't do it on purpose. It's who I am. But in the final equation, can you argue with success, Christine?
You are an incredibly successful person. It's my sincere hope that the things that you speak about will be stopped or proved to be untrue.
Exactly. And I've got to scream bloody murder to get people to pay attention. So hopefully, you know, if I make enough of a spectacle out of this, it's going to get people's attention. And I never knew, because I didn't have a method to my madness. This is who I am. But luckily, who I am naturally, because it's not an act, actually works to get people's attention. And so who God made me naturally, you know, guts, eyeballs, hair and all, that has actually had an effect. I appreciate your call. Let's go to one more that disagrees. Brian in New York. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey there, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'm outraged.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. You've been working out on the treadmill.
Hey, do me a favor and turn the radio down.
Okay.
Yeah, I also jog on the street some, but go ahead.
There we go.
Also run upstairs, but go ahead.
I hear you. So are you telling me that you ran on the road 10 miles and threw up on the road, or threw up in a bucket on the side of the treadmill?
No, I ran on the road, and I actually ran upstairs and a treadmill today, if you want to total it all up. But I don't know how that's disagreeing. Point is, I've lost 30-plus pounds, so it's not about how I ran the miles. I'm losing the pounds. That's what matters. You see, personal disagreement, not the point of the show. All right, now I got to start getting into the news right now, but don't worry, I'll get to Zach, James, Robert, and Susan before this show ends if the water doesn't rise over Bear Creek. I covered some of the news in the opening segment, but you notice I opened the phones up to the entire globe, and we have 3 million listeners a day on the weekday show. The Sunday show is more of a hobby, only about 1.5 million. A million plus listeners out there, and that's live, not counting internet and podcasts and stuff later, at about 700,000 a day download the podcast. And no one calls in to disagree who can really make a salient point. I mean, the lady made one about me pointing out how they really kill dogs at the pound. I meant that to go get the dogs out of the pound or spayed and neuter your animals. I didn't mean that to be mean. You know what? That stuff's going on at the pound, at the dog shelter, whether I talk about it or not. There's this idea that I talk about something and then it makes it become real. No. People think that if they believe something, that makes it real. But if they say it isn't true, I've had people look at me and say, I choose not to believe that. I was deer hunting. Well, I wasn't deer hunting. I was at our family's ranch, and they had some deer hunters there who were leasing part of the property back on opening day. And we were having a cookout barbecue down there. And a couple of them came over, veterans, engineers, with an engineering company that had leased part of the ranch. They'd leased like 1,000 acres of it. And they came over to me. My family's got a big ranch in East Texas, goes back to Spanish land grant. People are like, part of it was 1,000 acres? Yeah, it's big. And they came over and were like, I've seen you on TV. You're Alex Jones. You think 9/11's an inside job. And I'm like, you know what? I don't want to get into it right now. I don't want to argue. No, let's argue. Here, have some Crown Royal. And I'm sitting there talking to the guy. And I go, okay, well, here's my iPhone. It's got cell. Let me pull up Amarillo, Fox News, number 3 in Al-Qaeda, meeting secretly with the Pentagon. Or let me pull up the Libyan rebels being Al-Qaeda. So I start showing it to him. And after about 20 minutes, he goes, Alex, do you believe in God? And I said, yeah. And he said, do you believe in faith? Because some stuff in the Bible's been disproven. But still, I believe in Jesus. So I'm not going to look at your facts. I choose to believe that isn't true. And I said, well, who are you to say the Bible's even been disproven? I mean, he's saying, this is an article of faith for me. And I am saying I'm not going to look at this evidence. And I was giving him 1/1,000,000th of it, literally. That's like, oh, you just want to engage me and you want to have a debate with me about something, but you don't actually want to have the debate. As soon as you realize I've got my facts, I know what I'm talking about, you don't want to hear it. And no, America didn't stage 9/11. No, your cousin who's a Marine Corps sergeant didn't stage it. Criminal globalist infiltrators that fund the radical Muslims on record staged the attacks, opened the door, ran the whole deal. I've proven it up one side and down the other. I've interviewed the heads of the U.S. Embassy who were told, let Anwar, you know, let Muhammad Atta, let them all back into the U.S. They're really U.S. government agents. I've interviewed the lawyer who saw the U.S. government getting the underwear bomber on the plane 2 Christmases ago. He's been on this show. And months later, the U.S. government and Congress admitted we were ordered to help get him on the plane by an unnamed U.S. agency, the State Department said. Those are facts that don't change. Not one, but 2 passports. From those aircraft that hit those buildings on 9/11, went through their suits, through the fireball, through the millions of papers, through the feet of dust and fire, and were found that day by the FBI. That's a total setup. They might as well found a Lucky Charms leprechaun down there as find the 2 passports undamaged in the rubble. It's a frame-up. Muhammad Atta's bag didn't go through the checkout properly and was found with all the admissions and the flight uniforms and the maps and the confessions. They found, I mean, come on, man. You ever heard of a frame-up? You ever heard of a... And you're like, well, why would they do that? Let me play you a clip here. I know I told you guys have the Daily Show ready first, then making fun of the police state and secret arrest, but give me Santorum first. Pull former Senator Rick Santorum up, where he says, we'll kill anybody we want without warrants, without law, without anything, anytime. He goes, we're killing U.S. citizens. Alaki, the guy who's admitted CIA and who I predicted you'd have a stage killing of once you took him out of circulation. This is the guy who hangs out at the Pentagon secretly. The head of the 7-7 bombing. It came out in the London Telegraph, BBC, and Fox News was MI6. I mean, I'm not the one making this stuff up. I wish it was a bunch of crazy Muslims in caves doing it. This is a lot less scarier than Uncle Sam being a crazy-eyed murdering terrorist. But Uncle Sam works for the foreign banks now. Same folks stealing grandma's pension fund. Okay? Listen, I wish every day it'd be so much fun to just be scared of cavemen in Afghanistan. But it's not true. So I can't do it. I can't be a liar. I can't be a sellout. I can't do it. I have to live in the real world. Now, here's Santorum giving a speech just 2 days ago. He's real proud of himself about killing citizens. But then
they're in the process of developing nuclear weapons, and it appears obvious to me that the administration is doing little to nothing. Now, I'm hopeful that some of the things we're seeing with respect to the nuclear program that the United States is involved with, which is, on occasion, scientists working on the nuclear program in Iran turn up dead. I think that's a wonderful thing, candidly.
I think it
sends a very clear message that if you were a scientist from Russia or from North Korea or from Iran and you're going to work on the nuclear program to develop a nuclear bomb from Iran, you are not safe.
Okay.
And if people say, well, you can't go out and assassinate people, well, tell that to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Okay? We've done it. We've done it for an American citizen. We can certainly do it for someone who's producing a nuclear bomb that can be dropped on the state of Israel or provides a nuclear shield for a country that will...
But Israel has hundreds of nuclear weapons. Now, again, you hear all the weak men in that room who think killing is tough. They never killed anybody. Like, their problem is they didn't grow up in a rough part of town and get beat up every day. They think violence is tough. They think it's cute. They think it's sexy. They're all giggling. What happens when Iran starts killing U.S. government people? Oh, it's going to be the end of the world. How dare them? And Iran has now said they're going to respond to the U.S. and Israel by trying to kill people, which will then start a huge war that'll bring Russia and China in, probably. And we're off to the races. You know, he just sits up there and says, oh, when people, you know, whole military bases are getting bombs dropped on them, police stations are being blown up, people are being shot and killed and bombed. He likes that. He thinks that's a good thing. Some little soft chicken hawk nobody picking on a country of 76 million people that haven't been under 20 years of sanctions like the Iraqis and are who are going to fight back. But notice when they were first trying to pass the National Defense Authorization Act last year that Obama signed December 31st, 2011, that they said, don't worry, it doesn't affect citizens. And the ACLU, myself, Ron Paul, others said, well, it says right here affects U.S. citizens. Secret arrest, we can disappear. And they said, no, it doesn't. As soon as they passed it, though, they said, you bet it does. And they had all these creepy senators sweating and hopping around like they were on methamphetamine say on C-SPAN, you bet it's for citizens. You better be scared. I want you to be scared. Because these aren't Americans. These are errand boys for the foreign bank sucking this country dry, and they fund Al-Qaeda to begin with.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I'm looking at dozens of phone calls on the board, from Ace in Texas to Zach in Texas, from Wyatt in Illinois to Cody in PA. I've got to expand this Sunday show to 3 hours. Why do I even come in here and do 2 hours and not do a third hour? Yeah, I haven't even gotten to the Stephen Colbert running joke videos, making fun of Mitt Romney, but making it a joke. You know what? I'll give each caller about 30 seconds so I can get to everybody. I'm going to do that. But I want to right now go ahead and pull up that Jon Stewart show clip where he makes the joke out of secret arrest and imprisonment of U.S. citizens. And then I've been sent the secret Homeland Security documents where it's not about Al-Qaeda. It's about us. I mean, this is so creepy. Crooks took over the government. Obama's just their pimp. So was Bush. They're raping the nation. They're getting trillions of dollars a month in banker bailouts. And they think martial law will keep us in political line. Here's a clip of them making a joke about this after it's law on Comedy Central.
Barack Obama,
Ah, Barack Obama. Ooh, ooh. The socialist Muslim Kenyan Christian. I wonder what permanent damage he's done to our country from his laboratory of power grabbing that he inhabits between the small window between Christmas and New Year's. He's so dangerous.
In his last official act of the year, the vacationing President Obama signed the $662 billion military spending bill in Hawaii.
That allows the military to indefinitely detain terror suspects, including American citizens in the U.S.
Who needs trials?
I was kidding about the damn. I was ironically portraying a character who believes the president is exercising executive power in an unwarranted fashion, creating humor through the juxtaposition of.
It's not funny, Stuart.
So the last thing the president did in 2011 was sign a bill that pretty much does away with due process for anyone suspected of terrorism in America. No wonder he signed it on New Year's Eve. The one night the media's most tenacious reporter, Mr. Keeping Them Honest, would be completely distracted.
There was some comedian half naked.
Anderson Cooper couldn't keep the president honest. He couldn't even keep Kathy Griffin's shirt on.
Because he's CIA. Look it up. Still a big joke.
Still, I cannot believe Barack Obama signed that provision.
The president signed it reluctantly.
Oh. Well, now I didn't realize that. I didn't know that as long as he signed the bill allowing for Americans indefinite detention while sighing, perhaps he included an appropriate emoticon with his signature.
Folks, this isn't going to be funny soon. This is all about taking your pension funds. Get ready. Get ready, folks.
I'm sorry, I don't want you to not have a lawyer, but...
Get ready, folks. They're doing this for a reason.
Actually, when signing the bill, the president issued a signing statement, presidential expression of objection or interpretation, which said in part, although this bill authorizes the government to detain Americans indefinitely, well, I'll let him finish.
My administration will not authorize the indefinite military detention without trial of American citizens.
Whew! See, presidents can, but he won't, which is great since he'll always be president.
Since he lies, he said he would veto the bill.
I know that voice.
It's me! Gitmo!
Gitmo Elmo.
Oh my God, Gitmo, what are you doing here?
Oh, it's real funny, isn't it? All right, that's enough. That's enough. It goes on and on. The whole thing's up at InfoWars.com. Obama said he was going to veto that bill so we couldn't form opposition against it. I told you that 3 weeks before he signed it. Told you it affected citizens. They said it didn't. These are all tactics to make sure you never wake up and get involved. And then I've got a whole stack of news here. I see these type of news articles every day. This is out of the Montreal Gazette, radioactive iodine in rainwater. This is new radioactive iodine. Only lasts 8 days, this type. Very carcinogenic, though, because Fukushima's still melting down. That's in the Canadian papers. And it basically goes on to say the government has covered that up. So has our government. Used to, they didn't, though. Here's another one. Prosecutor says captain left ship early. This is out of USA Today. Yeah, instead of just actually helping the folks, it took about 10 hours for the ship finally sunk partially. The main crew and the captain just evacuated themselves first. Captain's never really acted like that previously. The captain of the Titanic went down with it. But, I mean, nowadays they just, you know, so what? Again, it's a society where nobody cares anymore. Don't worry, though. Universal flu vaccine could be available in 2013. Never mind the fact these companies have been given liability protection. So what? How many people they kill or maim? Here's another one. The link between processed meat and cancer. The British Journal of Cancer reports that all of those things that keep the meat from rotting actually rot your pancreas and your colon, and it's giving you cancer. Turns out you should eat fresh meat, not processed meat. And it could be that virus for a decade they've been spraying on meat that eats bacteria is also causing cancer. Oh, yeah, they spray a live vaccine on most of your cold cuts. And that's a British Journal of Cancer. So what, though? Hey, who doesn't like a case of colon cancer? pancreas cancer. I mean, don't listen to me. I'm a conspiracy theorist. That's just some of the news here. We've got about 6 minutes left in transmission. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to you when you hear the or whatever. Does our phone system make a noise? I know the weekday phone system does. This one's different. Okay, well, I'll just say you're on the air. I want to hear from you. I wish I had 10 hours. And just make your point. We'll go to the next person. Zach in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, I got two things for you.
Yes, sir.
One of them, I got an update for you from the Straw Poll local activist group. Got something funny from Breitbart. The other one is that I'm running for Ron Paul's seat as a libertarian down here, and I went to the Republicanoid kind of neocon deal, handed out my information yesterday, and getting a real good reaction, but the people who are running for his seat are big-time state government guys from the good old boy system. And
All right, give me some info on that. That sounds interesting, Zach. What was your point about Breitbart?
If anyone can, go to Grady for Congress. But anyways, Breitbart, the Houston Freethinkers put a camera in his face, and they did a legit interview with him. And he was all kind of paranoid about if it was independent media, and it was. And they were asking him questions. And they let him spew the party line and all this stuff, and he talked about Occupy. Well, then when they got down to it, the guy asking a question said, well, what do you think about the NDAA bill? And immediately his face changed, like, the look on it, and he got all mad-looking, and he said to Derek, he's like, is this a Ron Paul interview? And then he's like, I got to go to L.A. I got to fly.
I hear you, but, hey, at least Drudge, who is the granddaddy of all that, he covers NDAA. I mean, the headline, Obama signs NDAA for indefinite detention, but won't use it against Americans. You know, his Drudge helped get that out. Who knows what's going on there? Let's go ahead and talk to James in Ohio. James, you're on the air.
Hey, Jones. Wearing my blaze orange InfoWars hat. Filled up the family stockings this Christmas with all the bumper stickers. My sister from New York says she's been seeing them all over the city. And Friday, you guys touched on Skype alternatives, and I thought I'd bring up some that I know of.
Yeah, tell me some.
There's Ekaiga, which is a soft phone, and the Ekaiga.net does the. They have a server where you can use that to make calls to all your other Ekaiga friends.
Good.
And there's also an open source program. It's Asterisk. It's a server and it allows you to make text, voice, and video chats. You can have your own server. Have your people use a client like
Ekaiga. For those who just joined us, Microsoft has bought Skype and is planning on ruining it, like to do everything else they touch. So we're having to look at alternatives, yeah.
Well, yeah, they probably spy on you.
Oh, they do. I appreciate your call. Great. Thank you so much, my friend. Oh, man, I got 50 calls here. I'm not going to get to all these. Who's up next here? Ace in Texas. Got to talk to Ace. Ace disagrees. He'll be our last caller out of the other 20 or so. I'm sorry to them, but Ace goes to the front of the line. Hello, Ace. We got about 30 seconds.
Oh, wow, 30 seconds. Real quick, Alan, this is a soft disagreement. I'm a long-time listener, 3 years, and you've been making a thematic statement about America's gone or dead because America is an idea, and I totally disagree with you. I mean, totally agree with you. The point I'd like to take issue with is that you're basically a 2012 skeptic. And basically, I just want to point out one thing, and my name actually is Ace Onfly. That's my username. Now, real quick, 2 points.
What I'm saying is America, as we know it, is dead. We can revive it, but it's dead. So admit it's dead so we can get it back. I'm out of time. But I'm saying admit we've been conquered by the globalists through fraud and ignorance. Time to wake up, kick the banksters out. Infowars.com.